NYC socialist mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani appears on ballot twice. By Hannah Knudsen on November 4, 2025. There is already election day controversy as New York City socialist candidate Zoran Mamdani, as well as Republican candidate Curtis Sliva, appear on the ballot twice, despite the fact that this is a normal procedure in the city's elections. Images of the ballot have circulated and indeed show Mamdani appearing twice on the ballot. Mamdani is listed first as the Democratic candidate, followed by Sliva and conservative candidate Irene Estrada. Mamdani then appears again as the Working Families candidate, followed by Sliva again under the Protect Animals banner. Eric Adams appears under the Safe and Affordable banner, and Jim Walden is listed seventh under the Integrity Party, followed by former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo under his Fight and Deliver Party. Joseph Hernandez appears last under the Quality of Life banner. The New York City ballot form is a scam, Elon Musk said, sharing an image of the ballot and mentioning that other mayoral candidates have their name appearing twice. No ID is required. Other mayoral candidates appear twice. Cuomo's name is last in bottom right. However, many pointed out that names appearing on the ballots multiple times is relatively normal, as it goes by party endorsement. Others noted that New York City has always allowed candidates to receive multiple nominations from parties. Regardless, many are put off that Cuomo quite literally appears second to last on the ballot, way to the right on the bottom row. There are explanations for that as well, however. Per Yahoo, the ballot order is determined by how many votes a party received in the last gubernatorial election, with unaffiliated candidates, like Cuomo, appearing after the partisan ones. The controversy comes as all eyes are on New York City in Tuesday's mayoral race. President Donald Trump made waves after urging voters in New York City to back Cuomo in the race instead of Republican Sliva, warning that a vote for the Republican is effectively a vote for socialist Mamdani. Trump began in a post Monday. If communist candidate Zoran Mamdani wins the election for mayor of New York City, it is highly unlikely that I will be contributing federal funds, other than the very minimum as required, to my beloved first home, because of the fact that, as a communist, this once great city has zero chance of success, or even survival. It can only get worse with a communist at the helm. And I don't want to send, as president, good money after bad, he continued. It is my obligation to run the nation. And it is my strong conviction that New York City will be a complete and total economic and social disaster should Mamdani win. Trump went on to point out that Mamdani's socialist principles have been tested for over 1,000 years, and never once have they been successful. I would much rather see a Democrat, who has had a record of success, win, than a communist with no experience and a record of complete and total failure, he said. He was nothing as an assemblyman, ranked at the bottom of the class and, as mayor of potentially, again, the greatest city in the world, he has no chance to bring it back to its former glory, Trump said before urging New Yorkers to back Cuomo. We must also remember this, a vote for Curtis Sliva, who looks much better without the beret, is a vote for Mamdani, he added. Whether you personally like Andrew Cuomo or not, you really have no choice. You must vote for him, and hope he does a fantastic job. He is capable of it, Mamdani is not.